Gather all ye gentle colts and fillies you as well. This story is the most important I could ever tell. For at this very moment in a grim unnatural flight, there is out there a true nightmare, the mayor of Nightmare Night. Some say she's a spirit, what puts you in a curse? Some say she can take your soul, and some say even worse. They say her eyes are like a drake's, her teeth as strong as steel. Some would say that she's a fake, I'm telling ya, she's real. So lock the window, hold the doors, and keep yourself inside, or else she's gonna get ya, you better run and hide. With just one bite, she'll swallow you if you want to survive. Then leave an offering for her, the mayor of Nightmare Night. Some say she's a guardian of worlds in between, to save you from your dreams and from the monsters yet unseen. Some say she's a demon from the depths of Tartarus. And now she's come to get revenge on every one of us. So lock the window, hold the door, and keep yourself inside, or else she's gonna get ya. You better run and hide. With just one bite, she'll swallow you if you want to survive. Then leave an offering for her, the mayor of Nightmare Night. Well, Flim and Flam, you know of them, the brothers Nonpare. They plan to make a fortune in a most devious way. They tried to make a deal with that most sinister of mares, with a grin and a laugh. She looked them squarely in the eye and drove them mad with fear. So lock the window, bolt the doors, and keep yourself inside, or else she's gonna get ya. You better run and hide. With just one bite, she'll swallow you if you want to survive. Then leave an offering for her, the mayor of Nightmare Night. Stephen Magnet, you know why he's renowned. It's mostly for the stylish tufts of hair upon his snout. The mayor passed by and now no pony cares for him, because she loved off his stash, and I'll agree he looks quite hideous. So lock the window, bolt the door, and keep yourself inside, or else she's gonna get ya. You better run and hide. With just one bite, she'll swallow you if you want to survive. Then leave an offering for her, the mayor of Nightmare Night. Well, when the clouds came rolling across the sky from end to end, the town went into panic as the chariot did descend. Shimmering with shadows and festooned with chains and spikes, upon her chariot she stood, the mayor of Nightmare Night. She cried out to her subjects, told them not to be dismayed. Deaf to her entreaties, they scattered every which way. Twilight went up to the mayor to bridge this sad divide. She swore she'd help her be adored, the mayor of Nightmare Night. So she begs and she pleads, but this terror holds their minds. Of all these foolish ponies, so alone Luna resides. Till at last in desperation, Twilight told her to cause a fright. And from that day, we've loved that mare, the mare of Nightmare Night. Isn't that right? So lock the window, open the door, and keep yourself inside, or else she's gonna get ya. You better run and hide. With just one bite, she'll swallow you if you want to survive. Then leave an offering for her, some candy in a bowl, you purr. Then leave an offering for her, the mayor of Nightmare Night.
life can only blind and burn. No mercy for the guilty. Bring down the tyrant son.
Equestria should lock themselves away, to shun the moon and wait instead for Sister Sunny Day. So wrong to think that they might love me too. Why shouldn't they adore me? Is it not within my right? I'll not be overshadowed. Mine is not the lesser light. I've waited long enough now for them all to come around. And though the sun may bleed and threaten, the moon will stand her ground.
Of time, the decades that cut to my veins. If only I'd known how it all pass away, I'd have kept you beside me that day. The quiet, cool air in our kingdom abroad, how it called you to fly and explore. Till I heard your scream and flew off to the scene, and find you laying sick on the floor. Once radiant beauty, O flower of mine, did fade as your body declined. But the reason I love you, your elegant mind, did vanish as goodness was cursed in kind. So great was your pain and so terrible my sorrow, as meat fell in pieces from bone. By your side I stayed through the cries and the blood, praying that I wouldn't be left here alone. Rest now, beloved, in magical sleep. I will for a time be away. I'll go to seek help from the Grand Temple Mage, or mountain and desert and plain. Move now my wings by sunlight and by night. The hours are not on my side. Heaven, I pray one more chance for her soul. Restore me my beautiful bride. Soon did I reach the eldest and the others, the keepers of all history. They said that the signs point to one ancient legend of black magic creatures shrouded in mystery. For one simple sting from these small flying demons will poison the flesh of its host. A hex that intends not just bodily death, but to wither the souls of the ones they love most. Asleep in our tower, one hoof left of life, the gates of the afterlife shine. With all of my power, I cast a great spell. Restore her body, give me time. To my dismay, I saw not her dear face, but the creature that stood in its place. A being built up of the demon's love lust, wielding my spell's power to change, and enslaving my mind in its chains. Of what they're meant to be. Not laughter of fillies, but crackle of larva wings. Half our pony kingdom replaced and hid away. I love since escape. Rest now, my queen, nestled deep inside, safe until I look once more upon my bride, and know not this madness, this parasite. At journey's end, we'll be together, all things right. Soon, soon, soon. Thank you.
the Crystal Empire stirs. And with it, my old friend, together again. Now my dark purpose will be fulfilled, and the Crystal Empire will be mine! In the dark of the night, I was tossing and turning. And the nightmare I had was as bad as can be. It scared me out of my light, a shadow trapped in the ice. When I opened my eyes, the nightmare was me. I was once the most terrible king in the empire. When those two overthrew me, they made a mistake. My curse made all of them pay. But one ray of hope got away! Crystal ponies, beware, King Sombra's away!
In the dark of the night, Hazel will find her. In the dark of the night, just before dawn.
Revenge will be sweet when the curse is complete!
In the dark of the night,
they'll be gone! I can feel that my powers are slowly returning. Cast my spell and my terror are never in shame. As a piece is falling to place, I'll see them crawl into place. Welcome back, my crystalline equine slaves.
In the dark of the night, terrible strikers.
Terror's the least I can do.
In the dark of the night,
feel that their nightmares are real.
In the dark of the night,
they'll be through.
In the dark of the night, people will find her. In the dark of the night, terrible soon.
My dears, here's a sign. It's the end of the line. Your evil shine. Find them now, yes, fly ever faster.
In the dark of the night, in the dark of the night, in the dark of the night,
they'll be mine! Ha!
When I first opened my eyes, I saw a world too orderly. Everything followed a purpose, it was all so very sickening. That's when I knew that I was the one to level out the scales and turn that perfect order upside down and hang it by its own entrails. These other creatures, cute and cuddly ponies. The poor things had been damn tattooed with immutable destiny. I found I had the power, so I let them all be free. Removed their marks and gave them fully pandemonious reality. When they began to scream and run for their princess and her lunar sibling, they cursed me, cast me as a monster, and labeled me as evil as can be. Oh, that's how it is, you like to play this little game? The ones who write the fates versus the one who sets them straight. She says I'm wreaking havoc, wants to know just who's to blame. It is chaos, baby. Discord is the name. Those two tried their best, but it was my throne on that day. I offered them a hug, but then they up and f***ed flew away. We'll find and go and pout,
because it isn't going to hell.
I've got some things to do, malice to brew. In fact, I'll raise a little hell. His victory seems to leave me feeling inspired, like a buttermilk spring,
or a tortoise bomb, sing along, giant pumpkins, laid on for whatever other ridiculous thing I please.
Because this world's my toy chest and you're all my little doll.
You might as well embrace it like my very own screwball.
Begin the chalk it down, poor feel the bedlam in your maze.
We have only just begun to play the game.
The sisters reappeared, feeling ready for a rematch. They were begging for more. I was blinded by the opportunity to make them subjects of my new chaotic throne. Therein was my folly as they played their little show, distracting me successfully from their magic orbs. I chuckled like a madman when I saw the power flow as I petrified, frozen into stone. Go ahead, enjoy your little victory for now. I'll sit here waiting patient as the clock is ticking down. You know it in your heart, you haven't seen the last of me.
It just takes a bit of disharmony.
By your own hooves, you will set me free. I can't remember what happened in September. Now everything's a fog, mist that pours in from beyond. The door frames are broken, like something's been unwoken.
Where the hell is every pony?
I just wanna know the story
of what happened to this world that I awake to face.
Hello? Is any pony out there? Someone? Anyone? Anyone still alive?
Not exactly.
Who said that? Hello? Hello? Please, answer me.
Still can't remember what happened in September. Morphine's everywhere I try. Gating up from rotted eyes. Even bears, cold skillies were not rescued from.
It's such a minor price to pay!
No, no, we can't do this. It'll be the end of them all. One life is not worth this cost.
Then we're lucky it's not just one life, aren't we?
Now it's all returning to me. Like a nightmare I am unable to flee. Their deaths are all on my roof.
If only I could die, I'd be killing you too.
But that's exactly what you've always wanted. What we've always wanted. Immortality. Plus, they don't seem to mind. You better get used to it, because we've got all the time in the world.
I just remembered what happened in September. I'm the one who killed them all, drinking every single soul.
Their empty eyes and the haunting cries, the bloody orange of the October sky, as they hunt for life to extend this hellish curse. I thought that I had taken back control, that I no longer had a fractured soul, but I was foolish, and what we'd done cannot be reversed. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but I thought you were contained. Now the world is at stake, all for meaningless gain. Tell me what you've done.
You already know the answer to.
But I locked it away. The Winter's Pearl was completely out of my reach.
But not out of my reach. You can't stumble onto power like that and just walk away. That's how I showed up.
I never wanted any of this. Simple discovery is what I miss.
But you didn't know what magic you could find.
But I don't want to drain away their souls. So many innocents, so many fools.
Well, the spell's been cast and you're locked here in your mind.
I bear all of the blame. I knew what decision to make. It's time that I face the flame and hope that they will awake. Oh, no more hiding the lie. I'll be hated till the end of time. At least I won't deny, be complicit in your crime. Now it's time to die.
This is my mind. You're the intruder here.
Intruder? I gave us code the eternal life! We just have to ride out the centuries while the creatures spread the curse!
There's no point in digging up artifacts from the past if they don't bring good to those in the future. That includes the Winter's Pearl, and that includes you.
You fool! If you destroy it, it'll destroy you in the process!
Maybe it will. And maybe I deserve it.
No!
I'm alive? They're all alive! The curse has been broken! At least now, I can face their judgment and truly pay for the things that I've done. So many years concealing, hiding the darkness that manifested within me. But at least it's over. At least I made my amends.
No matter what. sentenced as my fate. I'll be free of that accursed weight, and at least I know that I tried to make things right. I look around and I wanna cry. Deep beneath this October sky, as I relish in the peaceful morning light.
Now listen up, my good little wunderkind. Dr. Atmosphere is listening, so let's make this a truly memorable performance.
Violet, indigo, sky, blue, green, orange, yellow, blood, red, two colors to produce as we saw on the violet, that goes we all wear blood, red, two colors to produce as we saw on the
now a rainbow's tale
isn't quite as nice as the story you knew of sugar and spice,
but a rainbow's easy to get to know
with the help of the magic of the Pegasus device.
Thank you. that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unaware. So be prepared for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we reach?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared. Be prepared!
Yeah, be prepared! We'll be prepared. For what?
For the death of the king.
Is he sick?
No, fool! We're going to kill him. And Simba, too.
Great idea! Who needs a king? No king, no king, la 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 la!
Idiots! There will be a king!
But you said...
I will be king. Stick with me, and you will never go hungry again! Of course, quid pro quo, you're expected to take certain duties on board. The future is littered with prizes, and though I'm the main addressee, the point that I must emphasize is, you won't get a sniff without me! So prepare for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest scam. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bare. Be prepared. Yes, our teeth and ambitions are bare. Be prepared.
Now what have you done? Hey little wolf, it's 'cause of me you won. Hey little wolf, see my girl's empty hand. Hey little wolf, this isn't what we planned. Hey little wolf, it's alright. How about we start again? It's a nice day for a red wedding. It'll be oh so very grand. Hey little wolf, let's make another deal. Hey little wolf, Lord Edmure needs a girl. Hey little wolf, I've got some.
Oh yeah.
Hey little wolf, this is your second chance. Hey little wolf, consider if you won in the lion's den. It's a nice day for a red wedding. It'll be known throughout the land. Ha 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 ha. you are invited. King of the North, we toast your ice throne. King of the North, it's time for your atone. You made the wrong decision. Mark the fray name with derision. I've let you live for too long. It's a nice day to make amends. It's a nice day for a red wedding. It is time to meet your
very end.
There is nothing safe in this world, no. There is no one free from the sword. And there is nothing sure in this world. And there is no one pure in this world. But it just keeps drawing you in.
Not again!
It's a nice day for a red wedding. Wonder which one of them is next? It's a nice day for a red wedding. It's a nice day for a red wedding.
Swords, horses, and shields.